is Mike Buteau. Welcome to PCB Chat. I'm the editor-in-chief of Printed Circuit Design and Fab and Circuits Assembly Magazines. I'm with Hemant Shah, who is the Product Management Group Director for Cadence Allegro. Welcome to PCB Chat.
Thanks, Mike. Great to be here.
Let's start by talking about what Cadence is about to introduce here at the show. You have some upgrades, if I can call it that, some advancements you've made to the Allegro PCB editor. Can you share those with us?
Sure. A couple of advancements we've made that we're really excited about, and we believe our customers will be excited about, PCB designers will be excited about. First is what we call in-design analysis, which means we bring analysis within the PCB design session. And we do that by leveraging Sigrity technology, embedding that technology inside of Allegro PCB editor. And the second is we've improved the collaboration between the PCB designers and SIPI engineers or SIPI experts. And so we're excited about both of those, the in-design analysis working asynchronously between the PCB designers and SIPI engineers and working synchronously in that both SIPI engineers and the PCB designers can work in the same board and work at the same time in real time. So quite excited about that.
So let's drill down a little bit. Why don't you give me an example of how this actually would work in practice? So somebody's designing a high-speed board, and they're the layout guy, and they know they need to run their analysis. Let's talk about how that typically would be done, and then let's talk about how that would be done under the new setup.
Yeah, so typically what happens is PCB designer does the layout based on some guidance, either through constraints or verbal communications. And once the layout of that critical section is done, a copy of the board is made and given to the SIPI engineer. The SIPI engineer then go off and do the analysis and come back with some written instructions, usually through email, PowerPoint, Excel, whatever the comfort tool they may have. They send those instructions back to the PCB designer. But keep in mind, in the meantime, PCB designer's moved off and done something else. So the board is not quite the same as when SIPI engineer got it. And often SIPI engineer is not sitting waiting for that board to come in. They have other jobs working on it. So they might take up this job a week later, and then they come back 2 weeks later and give the feedback. So the PCB designer then gets the feedback, has got to really correlate the comments from SIPI engineers and then try to implement on the board as best as they can. And then after finishing that, changes, send it back to SIPI engineer, and the iteration goes on. And so a lot of people have gotten smarter and started doing earlier in the design cycle, but it doesn't reduce the number of iterations and number of times this happens. What needs to happen is really that needs to be done faster and done concurrently. What we have introduced is the ability for PCB designers to leverage the technology that we have from Sigrity and to run some of the analysis on their own without simulation. And the second is take advantage of the simulation runs from SIPI experts and overlay the results of the simulation on the board and figure out what's wrong with the analysis, what the analysis is trying to tell you, what's not going to work. Airdrop is a great example. Most people struggle with that part of it. So the PCB designer can take the results of the SIPI analysis, load it on the board, overlay the results on the board, and figure out what's wrong and go fix it. Airdrop is a great example of that. The current drop, the air drop, the voltage drop, the current density are all good examples of what can be overlaid, and the PCB designer can figure out that I need to add more copper here, I need to have more plane here, or I need to have more stitching vias there. And that's really obvious in the way the results are displayed on the canvas. Another simple example is most PCB designers tried to screen their board at the end of the board is complete, trying to figure out if they've got any traces that are crossing a split plane or any traces that are overlapping a void on a pin on a next layer down. So they try to figure out if the trace is on top of plane or on top of void. And that's a manual task. And in this day and age, they shouldn't be having to do this. So what we have is what we call impedance analysis, where the user runs impedance analysis either on a subset of the board or a subset of the nets and says, run the impedance analysis within minutes, or it's a small board, within seconds, you can get the results back, and it's overlaid on top of the board. You got a color-coded filter on top where the PCB designer can say, I want to look at impedance, trace impedances that are above a certain range. You can filter it, and the display changes immediately. And they are visually shown traces in different colors when they cross a split plane or go traces going over a void. And that makes it so much easier for them to screen it and say, this part of it, I can't do anything because it's a pin pitch is so small, and I just cannot avoid that, and I have to live with that. And there may be such cases, another case where you got tuning on a trace done, and bottom half of every tuning element is on a split plane. All you can do is simply extend the boundary of the plane there by a few mils, and you're good. You're golden. So this is how you reduce the iterations. Now, you can do that with impedance. Then you can look at coupling analysis, where we say strong coupling, show traces with strong coupling, and be able to visually see it and fix it immediately in areas of concern and ignore the ones that you think are not a problem.
Are you putting a responsibility on the designer that they might not be prepared to handle? I mean, SI and PI, that's a subspecialty. A lot of those people that are doing that are either very experienced or they have a double E degree, and the person who's doing the layout may not have that same background.
It's a great question. So we're not expecting PCB designers to become SIPI experts. We don't expect them to run simulation unless aided by the SIPI engineers. So I'll give you an example of that. I gave you an example of impedance analysis, where the PCB designer doesn't need an SIPI expert to run it. It's a screening tool. It's the ability to screen all the traces that are out of whack, so you can figure it out. Another example of where PCB designers don't need SIPI engineers is return path. We put in return path checks by allowing PCB designers to put constraints saying, this set of nets must have a ground plane on the bottom and a power plane on top, or your choice of nets, or only on the top, only on the bottom. We've taken that one step further by saying that if I cross a split plane, this critical signal must have a decoupling capacitor stitching via close by with the distance. A user specifies those rules. Once those rules are specified, we check it. So that's another example of how we've sort of empowered the PCB designer. The case of airdrop analysis we talked about, the SIPI engineers runs the analysis. They are the experts. They know how to run it. They know how to set it up. But usually the results from those simulations are never available to PCB designers, and they're not in the form that the PCB designers can really consume it. So what we've done is converted those results from analysis into graphical overlays on top of a board. So now it's contextualized, it's color-coded. Now you can look at it, and you can click on a particular area, and there's tables to show you the data, and you can sort it by most offensive area or most critical area, and you can double-click on it, and you can look at that area. You are also able to push a button and say, rerun simulation like the SIPI engineer ran it. You know nothing about SIPI, but you can get the analysis set up from the expert and say, once I make that power plane change, once I put the stitching vias, I want to make sure that I covered it. As a push button way for them to say, rerun it for me, and the results will change, and the overlay will change, and you'll know you fixed the problem or not. So we're taking this iteration between PCB designers and SIPI engineers away, because we've all put it into the context of what a PCB designer can understand. And that's the power of the technology. That's the power of Sigrity and Allegro working together.
Now, with the Sigrity operations running inside of Allegro, what, if any, will be the drag or the penalty to the other operations that Allegro would be running?
None. Actually, it'll run in the background. Sigrity analysis will run in the background like it does. And Allegro can continue working on it. And this is the beauty of the concurrent design we can do. So on a large board or a complex board, when you have multiple PCB designers working, now you can imagine that PCB designer finished the DDR4 section, and he goes on to work on another section, or other team members work on power supply and other areas. The SIPI engineer can join this real-time session and run analysis on DDR4 section while the board is being updated for other areas. And now you're not making a copy of the board. Now the results are consistent with the board as it is at the point in time it is. And this is the multidiscipline, cross-functional collaboration that we've enabled, and eliminating the iterations and time-consuming cycles that are there. And that just shortens the cycle. And everybody sleeps better because they know they've analyzed the board at the right time with the right set of properties.
It sounds like, insofar as Sigrity is concerned, it will remain a standalone platform for all its traditional uses.
Correct. Sigrity will continue to be used like SIP engineers want to be. But what we've done is brought these two domains together so they can collaborate on the board. Ultimately, they're all working on the same board. And the state of industry is such that they are making copies of it because that's all the technologies it allowed them to do. Now, with this combination, they don't have to make copies of the board. They don't have to keep track of which board I analyzed, what date, and so on.
Let's talk about availability. You're making the announcement this week. When will this be rolled out?
This will be rolled out in next month, in October, middle of October. So people will have that in our new version, Allegro 2019, 17.4. Allegro 2019 is a release name, and 17.4 for those people that understand our release numbering from the past, right? So we've 2019-17.4.
If you are a maintenance customer, will you automatically get it?
All of our customers get a piece of the technology. Then there are different tiers. So if you have a high-speed board, you need the high-speed option. But if you're doing impedance or coupling, you get every Allegro seat gets it. We also have PCB editors sold in OrCAD PCB editor, which is Allegro Inside, and that also gets that technology. So keep people, everybody gets impedance coupling and impedance analysis and coupling analysis.
So you're drilling down really to the mainstream user, correct, not just the high end.
Correct. Wow. You know, these days, you know, with memory everywhere, everybody's dealing with that situation.
Great. Well, congratulations on this enhancement.
Thank you.
I'm sure everyone's excited.
Yeah, everybody's excited. The early adopter customers are really excited. They gave us feedback on the return path analysis portion of it, so we enhanced it even further.
My guest today has been Hemant Shah of Cadence. For PCB Chat, this has been Mike Buto. Have a nice day.